Our scripture reading this evening is taken from the New Testament, and there are two passages of scripture that I want to read. First of all, Revelation chapter 20, a few verses at the end of this chapter, and then Matthew's Gospel chapter 25. As I announced this morning, the subject that I want to preach upon this evening is simply entitled God's Final Dismissal of the Christ Rejector. But before we look at that subject, let us read some verses from God's Word. First of all, Revelation chapter 20, and we'll begin our reading at verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Then Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25. And we'll read some verses beginning at verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory. Not if. Many people tell us today that Jesus Christ is not coming again. Yet here we have the plain teaching of God's Word. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory. The truth is, according to the Bible, that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. And when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand, on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then look at verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Amen. We'll end our reading at verse 41 of Matthew chapter 25. And we know the Lord will bless the reading, public reading of his precious truth. Let's bow in a wee word of prayer and ask the Lord to give us help as we come to deal with this very important subject tonight. Our Father in heaven, we bow before thee again this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus, our Saviour, and we thank thee for the word of God. We know that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. O God, we pray as we turn to these portions of scripture tonight that we have read, as we would come to meditate upon them, we pray, Lord, that you would help us to rightly divide the word of truth. And we do pray, Lord, that you would speak to all of our hearts. We think especially of those in the meeting who are not saved, and we pray, Lord, that you would speak to them particularly. And even tonight, Lord, that they would come and put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that the Saviour came from heaven to earth to die upon the cross in order to save men from their sins. We thank thee, Lord, for the message of the gospel. And we know that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. O God, we thank thee, therefore, that this night sinners can come and be saved. They can come and have their sins forgiven. They can begin their journey to heaven. And Lord, that's what we would pray for. That's what we would desire. that men and women and boys and girls and young people would come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray now, therefore, that you would come and fill me afresh with the Holy Spirit. And O God, I pray that you would help me, Lord, as I would seek to preach the message that you've laid upon my heart for this meeting tonight. And I pray, Lord, that you would bless it to every heart. And O God, that you would give grace this night to both preacher and hearer alike. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. God's final dismissal of the Christ rejecter. My text tonight is found in Matthew 25, verse 41. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. The Bible teaches clearly that there's going to be a judgment day. In Acts 17, verse 31, we read that God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world. This judgment day that is certain will take place when this world has passed away. These words that we have read in Matthew 25 are describing this judgment day that will take place at the end of this world. My friend, you will stand before God in judgment, because the Bible tells us that we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. In Romans 14, verse 12, Paul said, So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. In our text in Matthew 25, verse 41, we have recorded the last words that every unconverted sinner will hear before they are cast out of the presence of God forever. What we have here in this text, therefore, is God's final dismissal of the Christ rejecter on the day of judgment. If you die without Christ as your Savior and stand before God in judgment without a Redeemer, these are the words you will hear from divine lips just before you enter into a lost eternity. Now I know in this 21st century, people do not believe that there's life after death. And they don't believe in God. And they don't believe that there's a judgment to come. And they don't believe in hell. But when we turn to the Bible, and men and women, the Bible is our only rule of faith and practice. The Word of God clearly teaches that there is life after death. The Word of God clearly teaches that there is a judgment day. The Word of God clearly teaches that those who die without Christ on that judgment day will be banished from the presence of God for all eternity. Now, this text and this subject, of course, this evening is a solemn text. It's a solemn subject. But it is a subject that is found in the Word of God. And the Bible says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. Therefore, it behoves you and me to listen to what God is saying here in this text of Scripture. And especially if you're found in the meeting tonight and you're not saved, you're not Christian, you're not born again of the Spirit of God, I pray that you will listen very carefully tonight to this message. Because this message, I believe, is for you. And I pray that God will write His Word upon your heart and upon your soul. What do we learn here in Matthew 25, verse 41? What do we see here in this text? Well, first of all, I want you to notice a description that is fatal. Look at the text. Depart from me, ye cursed. Now, I want you to underline in your Bible, if you have a pen, that little phrase, ye cursed. That is a description that is fatal. God describes all Christ rejecters who will stand before him on the day of judgment as those who are cursed. Now, the preacher didn't say that, and the church that the preacher represents didn't say that. This is God's word. God here is pronouncing a curse upon all those who are standing before him without Christ. In other words, they stand before God without hope of salvation, and they are cursed and they are condemned. In other words, their judgment is sure. How important that you understand what is being said here. This description, ye cursed, is describing a people that have no hope of being delivered from the judgment that they now find themselves in. They're a cursed people. They're a damned people. Their opportunity of being saved has gone forever. Just like the serpent in the Garden of Eden, when God cursed the serpent's destiny was sealed for eternity. Just like when God cursed Cain for slaying his brother Abel, Cain's destiny was sealed for eternity. Just as God cursed the earth because of Adam's sin, the earth came under the judgment and condemnation of God. So too on the day of judgment, and this is what this text of Scripture is teaching, when God pronounces a curse upon all those who stand before him without Christ, it will be fatal. There will be no reprieve for any Christ rejecter on that day. That's what the text is declaring. My friend, that is what is being taught in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. That is what it means to be cursed by God. You know, many people today believe that they will get a second chance after they die in order to make their peace with God. We were making reference to this morning in our message. But there's no second chance after you die. We said this morning that many people believe that when they die and stand before God in judgment, that God will weigh up all their good deeds and compare them with all their bad deeds. And if they have more good deeds than bad deeds done in this earth, then God will let them into heaven. But my friend, that's not going to happen, because the Bible teaches us that the only basis whereby the sinner can get into heaven and be saved for eternity is by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as their own and personal Savior, by being born again of the Spirit of God. And the truth is that if you die without Christ, then you will stand in judgment without Christ, and you'll be lost forever and forever and forever. You see, that's why we don't believe in purgatory. And of course, we know that the Church of Rome teaches that when you die, you go to purgatory. And then your loved ones pray for you and say masses for you in order to get you out of purgatory. My friend, there's no second chance after death. That's why it is so important to come and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ now and accept him as your own and personal Savior. The Bible doesn't teach that there's a purgatory anyway. The Bible teaches clearly that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And the Bible teaches clearly that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's why I exhort you tonight, on the authority of what the Lord Jesus Christ said, the authority of the Bible, come and put your trust in the Savior tonight. Because there's only one way of salvation, and that's through the Lord Jesus. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. A description that is fatal. Ye cursed. Now, take a look at the text again. It's important that we study every word in the text. It's important that you see what the text is saying, and that you leave God's house tonight with the Word of God in your heart. Notice, secondly, a dismissal that is final. Because we read here these words, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me. Now, underline those three words. Depart from me. On the day of judgment, after all the evidence is considered, God will dismiss the sinner from his presence for all eternity. That's what the text is teaching. You know, there's no greater blessing than to be in the presence of the Lord with his abiding love upon you. This, of course, is the great blessing of the child of God. The truth is, every saved person will spend eternity in the presence of God forever. Look at Matthew 25 verse 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. My, what a glorious truth is set before us here. The truth is, every saved person will spend eternity in the presence of God for all eternity. Jesus said in John 14, when speaking about his saints going to heaven, If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. The saints of God will spend eternity in heaven in the presence of God. All who die in Christ go to be with Christ, which is far better. Now, if the greatest blessing is to be in the presence of God for all eternity, then the greatest calamity is to be driven from the presence of God for all eternity. To be banished and dismissed from the presence of God means death and darkness. It means separation from God forever. Friend, just think about that for a moment. Today in this gospel meeting, you are so near Christ because he is here. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, Jesus said, there am I in the midst of them, and not to bless. This evening, Christ calls you to come unto him and be saved, and you can be saved tonight. But on the day of judgment, he will dismiss you from his presence, and that dismissal will be final. No more will the call of the gospel come to you. He will say, Depart from me. Me, the fountain of living water. Me, the savior of the world. Me, the only hope of salvation. Depart from me. I don't know whether you've ever read these words before or not. If you haven't, I do pray that you will think deeply upon them tonight. But even if you have read these words before, and perhaps even heard them preached before, I pray that the Lord will write them indelibly upon your soul this evening, because this is a serious declaration here. These words are serious because they're dealing with eternal destiny. Eternal destiny. My friend, that's why the Bible says, Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I wonder, have you ever considered being saved? Have you ever considered your need of God's salvation? Of course, we all need God's salvation. We all need to prepare for heaven. Preacher, as well as anyone else. Thank God there are many here, and we can look back to a day in our life when we were saved, when the Lord had mercy upon us. But you know, friend, you too need to come the way of the cross, because it is only the way of the cross that leads home. But here's the warning. Here's the solemn truth tonight, that if you live your life rejecting Christ and die rejecting him and go out into eternity rejecting him, when you stand before him, as you surely will, on the day of judgment, these will be the final words that you will hear from the lips of the Lord. Depart from me, ye cursed. Depart from me, ye who are condemned forever. You see, take a look at the text again. I want you to notice not only a description that is fatal and a dismissal that is final, but I want you to notice a destiny that is forever. Because the text goes on to say this, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. The destination of all those whom Christ will dismiss from his presence on the day of judgment will be the lake of fire. The lake of fire. Now I know that this certainly is a subject that in this 21st century preachers try to shy away from. The preacher will preach on every topic in the Bible, but this topic. My friend, surely this is a topic, this is a subject, this is a theme that the preacher must of necessity preach, even in this 21st century. And I'll tell you why. One of the reasons, the main reason, is because God declares this truth in His holy word. Look in Revelation chapter 20 again. And of course, the scene at the end of Revelation chapter 20 is the great white throne judgment. It's speaking about this judgment day, when the dead, small and great, will stand before God, when the books will be opened, when the evidence will be set before the sinner, when the book of life will be opened. And look what it says there at the end of the chapter, verses 14 and 15. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I know that some would like to be able to take these words out of the Bible. My friend, I would love to be able to take them out of the Bible as well. It's not easy preaching about hell. But I can't take them out of the Bible, because they're in the Bible and God has put them in the Bible. And because they're in the Bible, and because God's word doesn't change, and because it's the same yesterday and today and forever, and because it's forever settled in heaven, we must preach upon these solemn truths. But you can see here very clearly that the final destiny of the unsaved is a place of everlasting fire. That's what Matthew 25 verse 41 says. Into everlasting fire. Let me throw out a challenge to you tonight. I don't know whether you've got a Bible concordance at home, but if you haven't, I'll lend you one. You can take a lend of mine. And what I want you to do is this. I want you to take that Bible concordance, and I want you to look up every time hell is mentioned in the Bible, and I want you to turn up the references. And I want you to look up every time everlasting fire is mentioned in the Bible, and every time destruction is mentioned in the Bible, and every time the judgment of God is mentioned in the Bible. I challenge you to do that. And you will discover that time and time and time and time again, these truths are emphasized in God's precious word. My friend, they're there for a reason. They're there in order to warn you and me to flee from the wrath which is to come. That's what John the Baptist preached when he stood on the banks of Jordan. He not only preached, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world," pointing men to Christ. And of course we must point men to Christ, because He's the only one who can save the sinner from their sins. But John the Baptist also preached, "Flee from the wrath which is to come. Because there is wrath, beware, lest He take thee away with His stroke." Keep your hand in Matthew 25 and turn over to for a moment to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and take a look at verse 7 to 9. Here we have the truth that Jesus Christ is coming again. So we're dealing with future events. We're dealing with something that's going to happen. Not something that has happened in the past, but something that's going to happen in the future. And in this portion of Scripture, we are told that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. And when He comes again, we read here what's going to take place at the second coming of Christ. Look at verse 7 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. "And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels in flaming fire." Look at it, friend. "Taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power." Have you ever read those words before? Have you ever studied them?
Well, read them again when you go home. Study them again. When you go to bed tonight, my friend, get the Bible down and read the Word of God and see what it teaches. Because it clearly teaches that there's a day coming when the sinner will be cast out into hell forever and forever and forever. You see, the final destiny of the unsaved is a place of everlasting fire. The final destiny of the unsaved is a place that has been prepared initially for the devil and his angels. Did you notice that in the text? Look at Matthew 25 again, verse 41. Depart from me, accursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. You see, hell was not initially prepared for mankind. Hell was initially prepared for the devil and his angels. But then, of course, the fall came. And we read about the fall in the beginning of the book of Genesis. And Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. And because he sinned in the Garden of Eden and disobeyed God, he died. He died spiritually. He started to die physically. And of course, because of Adam's sin, man would die eternally if they died without a Savior. Adam did not die without a Savior because God had mercy on him. God promised a Savior. And in Genesis 3 verse 15 we have the first promise of Christ coming into the world. And of course that's the reason why the Lord Jesus came into the world. In order to die upon the cross and shed his precious blood. In order to provide salvation for you and for me. And thank God, if we come as sinners and trust Christ as our Savior, then he saves us from hell and from judgment to come. That's what the Bible says. The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus died upon the cross and he rose again in order to provide eternal redemption for the whosoever will. But if man rejects Christ and rejects this gospel and dies without Jesus Christ as Savior, then their destiny, their eternal destiny will be in the same everlasting fire as the devil and his angels. That's what the Bible says. My friend, I believe the Bible. There's much in the Bible that I don't fully understand. And I'm sure that you could get a passage tonight and come to me and perhaps I couldn't explain it as well as you would like me to explain it. There's much that I don't understand. But I believe it. When the Bible says that Jonah was swallowed by a whale, I believe it. When the Bible says that Jesus Christ rose again from the dead, I believe it. When the Bible says that Jesus Christ is coming back again, I believe it. And the Bible tells me that I need to be saved in order to get into heaven, I believe that. And the Bible tells me that there's a hell to shun, I believe that. And the Bible tells me that the devil's real. I believe that. Because you see, that's what faith is. Believing and taking God at his word. And when it comes to salvation, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You know, the Bible tells me that it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their sin and live. The Lord has no pleasure casting anyone out into hell forever. He hasn't. You say, preacher, how do you know that? Because he sent his son to die upon a cross. If you and I could have got into heaven any other way, if we could have gained admittance into heaven any other way, why did the Lord Jesus have to die upon a cross? He had to die upon the cross in order to bear our hell in his own body upon the tree. You see, sin had to be punished. Your sin had to be punished. And my sin had to be punished. And the Lord Jesus, when he went to the cross, he died as the sinner's substitute. He died as the sinner's sin bearer. He died as the sinner's Savior. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And all those who trust in him and accept him as their own and personal Redeemer by faith will escape this judgment that is to come. My friend, you will die and you will stand before God. But when you stand before God, what will you hear? Will you hear what is recorded in Matthew 25, verse 34? Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Or will you hear what is written in verse 41? Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Because you will hear one of those two statements. Oh, I pray that you will not hear that final dismissal from the lips of Christ. I pray that you will not hear that final dismissal. Because to hear that final dismissal will mean that you'll be banished from the presence of God for all eternity. That's what the Bible teaches. I pray that you'll come tonight and trust the Lord. Let's all pray.